Good morning, family. Welcome to another episode of Inside the Armor, hosted by
Joe,
Russ,
and yours truly, Big Brother Boone. Collectively, we're iron sharpening iron, one podcast at a time. We invite you to pull up a chair and join us at the table.
Good morning, good morning. So, wisdom, wake up. That's the topic of the morning, guys. Keeping true to our form as we've been doing over the years, and talking about things as our lives unfold. Wisdom Wake Up came about because last week I had a morning wake up by the Spirit, and I've shared with you guys over the years that one of the ways God speaks to me is I wake up in the morning. It's usually around 2 or 3 o'clock. It's nothing particular. It's just, you know, might be once a month or once every 2 months or whatever. And there's this intense feeling of not necessarily emotion, but something that is affecting me. What I need to do, and it could be something I need to be more accountable to. So someone I might need to apologize to. It's almost like a self conviction sometimes, but I know it's the Spirit speaking to me, because it's, you know, as I've taken inventory of my life, it comes about, you know, every now and then. So wisdom, the other day I woke up, and wisdom's wake up came to me by way of the Spirit just telling me, talk about wisdom, because as a young man, that was one of the first things, before I was saved, actually, one of the first things that I tapped into. My father taught me that through wisdom, son, you can get anything you want in this world. You can make good decisions. You can, you know, do everything from your relationships to your finances to, you know, your school, anything, success. And so anyway, I thought it'd be, a great opportunity to talk about wisdom this morning, and see where the Spirit leads us.
All right. That's good stuff, man. I like that, Russ. That's one of the things that I think that I've lacked for so many years, having true wisdom and making decisions on the fly, where we had talked about wisdom being the forecasting of the future. This is our definition, right? Forecasting of the future, mm-hmm. through knowledge and experience. And then the dictionary says it's the quality of having experience, knowledge, and good judgment. Right. So a lot of times for me, I've made judgments not necessarily based on knowledge or experience, or I've had experience, but I didn't use good judgment. So none of those things ever really lined up when I was making certain decisions about my life. So, I was introduced to wisdom by this young guy from New York. I'll talk about him, but I never really thought about it until that conversation I had with him.
Wow.
So I got a definition of wisdom from this young guy. Actually, he's a renowned preacher from the 1800s by the name of Charles Haddon Spurgeon.
Oh, okay.
You've heard of him, right?
Uh-huh.
Of course you have.
Yep.
So he says, wisdom is the right use of knowledge. To know is not to be wise. Many men know a great deal and are all the greater fools for it. But to know how to use knowledge is to have wisdom.
I like that.
Yeah. Knowing how to use it.
Yeah.
So it's like think of a quarterback. He's got the playbook, mm-hmm. all the plays. If he doesn't know how to use that playbook, he might as well put the playbook down.
Yeah.
Yes, that makes sense.
It does.
That makes sense. And which begs the question: because we're talking about life, where do you get the playbook? There's a lot of playbooks out there, you know. So I know for me as a young man, you know, going back to, you know, wisdom is one of the first things I attached myself to, Proverbs 1:7, very, very profound. Because actually I started, you know, believe it or not, guys, when I first started reading the Bible, I was just reading Proverbs and Psalms. But Proverbs was something that I read a lot, because for me, it at the time I didn't know, but I was getting information that was going to help my life, but I didn't know that at the time. But Proverbs 1:7, says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. And I remember reading that, and I would dare say that was probably one of the first scriptures I learned and memorized. But I remember what stood out in my mind was the fear. And, what does that mean? The fear, because fear is not necessarily being afraid, but fear is, this is my opinion. Fear is respecting God, knowing who God is. And through that journey, or through that knowledge, it helped me in my journey. And obviously, as a 56-year-old man, the knowledge that I've learned in the Bible through in understanding wisdom and reading scriptures and studying it, it has in my humble opinion served me well and helped me make. Again, good decisions, but at the same time, I've certainly made a bunch of mistakes. But I dare say I don't know where I'd be right now if I did not pray and ask God for wisdom in many of my decisions in my life up to this point. And again, I still need to, because there are times, to your point, Joe, at 56 that I forget, man. I'm rushing off to a new business, didn't pray about it, didn't ask for any counsel, just rushed right into business, and I have failed. That's a whole nother topic, but I have failed in many businesses for lack of seeking wisdom, be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. Real talk. Man, you're 56.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Still wet behind the ears, man. Tell them, bro. Smelling like Similac. Talking about, we definitely need to gain that wisdom piece on a daily basis.
Amen. I like
that. See when he's behind the armor, we can't tell how much what he looks like. So
come on, boo. Oh man.
Yeah, man. So Proverbs is the book of wisdom, right?
Yeah.
And if you want to get started learning about wisdom, you might not have, like, I didn't have anybody. Even though my dad was in the house with me as I was growing up, we never really talked about things like that. And that's powerful that you had that opportunity, Russ, with your dad. Yep. But for now that I'm actually, walking this life and trying to find that thing, and my father's gone now, so I can't have those conversations with him. But the book of wisdom, or the Proverbs in the Bible, is a great place to start to learn. Even if you don't have anybody speaking into your life, that's a great place to start right there, because those words came from King Solomon, right? Who was quantified as being the most wise man that ever walked the earth other than Jesus, right?
Yeah,
so if you follow, and those words that he put in that book were given to him directly from God. So talk about playbook. Looking at we look at the Bible as a playbook.
Playbook, come on, Doc.
I'd like to call it basic instruction before living eternally.
Yeah,
B-I-B-L-E.
Yeah, right. B-L-E. So yeah, man, that's a great place to start right there. And there was a couple of places that I looked in, like 2 Kings and 2 Chronicles, where there was specific asking. There were specific prophets that were asking for wisdom. And that's another good point. Ask.
Yeah. James 1:5 tells us if any of you lacks wisdom, to ask God, and he will give it to you generously and without reproach or without finding fault. So that's a great place to start. And I believe that God loves it when we say, hey, I don't know what to do. So I'm coming to you. That's what Jehoshaphat said in 2 Chronicles.
Yeah.
He said, Lord, my eyes are on you. I don't know what to do, but my eyes are on you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when we come to God asking him for wisdom, when we come to God asking him to help us with decision making, we're saying, hey, God, you got all the answers. I don't.
Yeah.
I'm asking you. And yeah. that also shows humility, because, you know, we as men sometimes, y'all know how we can be. We got all the answers.
Yep.
You know, before GPS was out, we were our own GPS.
That's right.
And we drove out of the way, and our wives are like, "Are you sure you're going the right way?" "Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know I'm going."
Y'all know the drill.
Uh-huh. Come on, man. Uh-huh.
And so it actually takes humility to recognize, hey, I don't have all the answers.
Right.
It does. I you know, it's interesting. I was sharing with you guys when I was young, and I definitely give Proverbs as a starting point to a lot of my young men, because you know, the Bible, you know, obviously is vast. It's ancient, and I found it to be true, but it can be intimidating for new believers or even non-believers. Like, you know, I don't know about reading the Bible, you know, whatever. But I tell my young men, I said, you could read Proverbs, just read, you know, a verse a day for a week. That's what I tell them. I said, it'll change your life. And this is what I would tell them. I said, just test the principles in Proverbs. Just test the principles. And I have found them to be true. And as I tell my young men, because, you know, a lot of times they'll ask me, "Mr. Gordon, how'd you get there? And how'd you get your wife and all this stuff?" And I said, "Fellas," I said, I go to the source, and I've asked for wisdom. I've asked for, you know, directions, and especially for major decisions in my life. But I do like the fact that Proverbs speaks clearly, precisely, and what's the word? It breaks it down. So it's not, as you guys know, you read certain scriptures and they can be daunting, if you will, and it'll take time for you to understand that thing. But Proverbs, I just love the fact that it's just so simple. And again, Proverbs 1:7 is just so easy. It's right there in front of you, and it's simple. So anyway, that's my point. I just want to say I love going to Proverbs daily. Actually, it's part of my daily devotional. I always start off with Proverbs. I listen to it, and it gets my day going. Helps me focus. Yep.
So yeah, man, we want to delve into some of those non-wisdom decisions you've made, especially when it comes to business. And then talk about a decision you made where you used wisdom.
Oh yeah.
And the difference it made.
I like that.
Yeah, I think that'll be you'll definitely help me with understanding, because, you know, wanting to be a businessman myself,
yeah,
definitely could use some understanding on how those two work.
Yeah, let's tackle that. We'll tackle that after the break.
I think that'll be a good place after the break.
All right.
Well, fellas, thank you for tuning in this morning. We'll see you after the break so we can follow up to hear what Russ has to say about using good wisdom and not using wisdom.
Yes. Love it.
When you leave your business, do you leave the door unlocked? When facing legal matters in the business world, do not leave your business unprotected. There is help when it comes to business contracting, even collecting past due receivables from clients. An experienced attorney is critical to resolving disputes. Don't do it alone.
At SJS Law Firm, their mission is to partner with clients to help them achieve the business of their dreams and plans with timely and strategic legal advice. Their legal counselors and advisors committed, providing individualized service that is tailored to the unique needs of your business. SJS Law Firm provides the legal support you need to move forward with confidence. Secure the knowledge that you have a legal team watching out for your best interests. Don't leave the door open. Call SJS Law Firm, serving small business owners, entrepreneurs, and nonprofits. Call 202-505-5309. That's 202-505-5309. Or find them at the sjslawfirm.com.
Hey, what's up, fellas? If you're looking for healthy, thought-provoking conversations on a variety of topics dealing with life issues, be a transparent, open dialogue for men who need a dose of honest, engaging, and heartfelt discussions, tune in to Inside the Armor, airing Mondays at 8 a.m., hosted by
Joe,
Russ,
and yours truly, Boom. We would love to have you vibe with us as we talk about our trials and our triumphs, our messes and our successes. Join us for Inside the Armor, Mondays at 8 a.m. Iron sharpening iron. one podcast at a time.
And now we return to our regularly scheduled programming.
Regularly scheduled. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So Joe, you had asked me, and I can, it's funny when you asked me about wisdom and give you examples of when I've used it, when I haven't used it, and in my results. That's a great question, because I can tell you clearly, after 31 years of marriage, to my best friend, my beautiful wife, I remember being scared, not sure if I want to get married. You guys have heard me tell the story. The only reason why I didn't want to get married was because God said I couldn't sleep with any other women. And I know that sounds, at the time, as a early 20-year-old man, that was the only thing on my mind. And my mentor said, he goes, man, you need to pray about that. He said, think about it. And I remember asking God, and this is exactly how it came to me, guys. I said, if this is the right woman for me, show me. And I kept on asking that. And I remember going through the process, and I will dare say, after 31 years of marriage, I have not arrived, but that is a level of success in marriage that I don't believe I could have necessarily achieved without asking God prior to making that decision. So that's the level of success, Joe. I would say most recently, several of my failures in business have been, and I won't go into complete detail, but a business that cost me a lot of money, I did not seek God's wisdom. Matter of fact, I can tell y'all, and that was within the past 2 years, I don't remember praying about it. I don't remember asking God for wisdom. I don't remember asking God for counselors, which is clearly, a piece of God's plan. Look, there's safety in counselors. So I never did any of that. So when I look back on it, Joe, and boom, but Joe, you asked a question, that business failed for lack of direction and wisdom, which I at 50, that was 55, 54, did not seek. And I, again, in hindsight, I can sort of laugh at it now. My pocketbook is not laughing because I lost money, but God also showed me you can recover by making better decisions. So in real estate, I'm doing good in real estate. I pray all the time and ask for wisdom in real estate. And my prayer is, give me the deals that are mine, Father, and open those doors and close the deals that are not. So I pray that consistently. So my real estate business is doing great. Again, I have consistently prayed about that, but that recent business did not do it. So surprised it didn't work out.
There's definitely a lesson in there, man.
A lesson, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So what about you, Bo? Any wisdom about wisdom?
Well, if you were asking me to reflect on some times when the wrong decision had been made, and ask me if I've learned from those decisions, I don't think we have enough time doing this podcast to go over all of my stuff.
Right.
But there are times when I've done some things impulsively. Mm-hmm. I remember, and it wasn't that long ago, I had applied for a credit card. And I don't know what possessed me to do it. I mean, the rate wasn't all that good, and I got approved, and I was like, look at God. And I'm like, and I'm sure God was like, I didn't tell you to do that. Don't go lie on me.
Careful, careful. So, oh, that's funny.
So
hilarious.
One of the things that you guys touched on it is that sometimes wisdom comes when we learn from our past experiences. Yeah, as a matter of fact, if we don't learn from our past experiences and we repeat the same mistakes, then that makes us candidates for insanity.
That's right.
Because we're expecting a different result.
Right, right. Yeah.
So I learned from past mistakes. That was a situation where I acted impulsively. I didn't seek counsel. It was like, well, this is the only way I can do it, so I'm going to do it this way.
Right.
And when you don't ask counsel, you suffer the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And just like we talked about, as far as accountability is concerned,
yeah,
those decisions that impact you and can impact your family. When I got that card and saw that rate and immediately got to a point where it was close to being maxed out,
right?
You know, all I could do was shake my head and ask for wisdom not to make the same mistake next time.
Yes, sir.
I did it again.
Yeah.
One of those. So that's a good thing to talk about. Well, Russ, you mentioned it, and Boone, you just mentioned it. So in episode 1, when we talked about accountability, and accountability mm-hmm. is so important
mm-hmm.
for us to be able to make wise decisions, right?
Right.
And the thing that sticks out for me is that, yes, wisdom is definitely gained from experience, but it doesn't necessarily have to be our experience that we gain from. It can be the experience of somebody else as well.
Yes, sir.
So it's wise, if we're talking about it, it's wise to look at what other people are doing or have done
mm-hmm.
and look at the failures and look at the successes and make an educated decision on which direction you're going to follow. So case in point,
great point.
If I'm listening to what you said, Russ,
mm-hmm.
if I'm listening, that's key. I put that word there for a particular reason. If I'm listening to what you said, then I should gain from you that I need to pray about the decisions I'm going to make before I make them
mm-hmm.
in order to get some wise counsel, right? If I don't have anybody that can put it in me directly, or I pray to God to bring someone to me that can show me, but I can learn from your experience that making a decision without talking to God can lead to failure.
Yes.
And so then talking about going back to what you were saying, Boone, about the consequences, right? Consequences.
Repercussions.
You're going to have consequences for every decision. Ooh. They can be good or they can be bad.
Gracious.
And I've had some consequences because I talked about that one consequence of not listening to wise counsel.
Yeah.
And me and the wife and our daughter being homeless for a period of time, even though it wasn't a long period of time,
mm-hmm.
it was long enough for me to realize, man, I never want to go down that street again.
Right.
Yeah. So, and one of the things that we, I guess kind of alluded to is, you know, how do you seek wise counsel, but how do you get it? And it's all in the asking.
It is.
You can see somebody, if you want to do something that's going to be impactful for you and your family, or you, if you don't have necessarily have a family, you're trying to move forward in the business or in relationships or whatever it is, find somebody that's doing what you want to do.
Absolutely. I think
that's wise counsel.
That is wise counsel. That's wise counsel.
Yeah, and not only do we look at what has happened in the past, but we also look at our present state
mm-hmm.
in terms of making decisions, and also our future goals and ambitions. Mm-hmm. Does the decision that I'm about to make,
right,
how is that going to affect me in the future? How is that going to affect my family in the future? We have to look at it from the entire spectrum, past, present, and future.
Yeah. And that's, you have to ask for that. I agree. That's because wisdom is all up in there, man.
Mm-hmm.
The repercussions, if you don't, that's when I look back. If I was playing the videotape, I was like, man, dude, if you would have just sought some counsel. You know, and again, hindsight, because one of my, issues with myself is I look in that rearview mirror too much, and I try not to go there, guys. But, you know, you guys have known me for a while. I don't like making mistakes, But I realized that because I am so imperfect, I'm bound to make mistakes. So I think for me, seeking the wisdom, in my mind, gives me a better chance of not making a bad decision if I put weight to, you know, to the wisdom, the counsel, and certainly what God is telling me. Because I think there are also times when God will tell you clearly not to do something and
do it
anyway. I know I have done that, and you know, God forgive me for it. And you know, I need to
raise your hand, Boone.
yeah, that would be me. Yeah.
Right. Preaching to the choir. So yeah, man, that's real talk, man.
But what I like about it is you know, God is a God of another chance.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He's a God of restoration.
Yep.
And and when we make those mistakes by not properly applying knowledge,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
then again, he can restore us. He can get us back on the track, on the path of our purpose.
Yeah.
Shameless plug, episode 2.
Yeah. Right.
In case you missed it.
Yes.
Purpose is important. It really is. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, man.
You know, so I just wanted to, because I want to get this point in, because one of, you know, again, there's so much, you know, wisdom in scripture, but 1 Corinthians 3:18, and I love this scripture. Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you thinks he is wise by the world standard,
mm-hmm.
you need to become a fool to be truly wise. And if you just marinate on that for a second, and I remember saying to myself, because I've never considered myself wise. That's never come out of my mind or my vocabulary saying, oh man, you're wise now. Like you've arrived at wiseness or wisdom. That doesn't exist. And I think the scripture speaks to that, to not consider yourself wise, certainly by the world standards, but it says you need to become a fool to be truly wise. And I think that's where the humility piece comes into play, Boone. And I think through humility, again, in my opinion, you can certainly make wise decisions. And again, just listening to the Spirit, listen to what God, you know, tells you. And again, I'll just throw it out there for free. Again, I've said it several times during this podcast. Proverbs has a plethora of wisdom all up in there. So
yeah.
Again, that's just my thought on that, man.
Wisdom. That's good. That's good stuff, man. And you just said a key word, humility, right? Mm-hmm. It takes humility to be able to even seek counsel, even seek wisdom. It takes humility. But one of the things that we need to make sure, and this is another episode, I don't know which one is going to be, but we will go down this road of humility.
Sure.
And humility is not being weak. Humility is not subjecting yourself to being a punk. Humility is subjecting yourself to know that you don't know it all, and you need to humble yourself before you're humbled, because that's another topic. That's it's humbling is a scary place to be. We're going to revisit this at another time.
Yes.
One thing that we want to say to anybody that may be hearing us, contact us at info.insidethearmor@gmail.com. That's info.insidethearmor@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. Like us, share, because hopefully you know somebody who may need some wisdom.
I like it.
We out of here, right? Peace.
Peace.
Peace.